of false pronouncements in today's Christian world, which unfortunately or fortunately for lovers of the Word of God, has been prophesied in the Bible. The Word of God says, "For some people have sat among you unnoticed. They were written about long ago as being deserving of this condemnation because they are ungodly. They turn the grace of our God into uncontrollable lust and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus the Christ." That is Jude chapter 1, verse 4. Now, this distortion started close to 2,000 years now. For instance, this distortion has made many people in our religious landscape today to believe that whatever happens that they cannot explain naturally must be a miracle. So, beloved listening friend, this morning, we are glad that the Lord has given us another opportunity to hear from Him, that form of teaching that is able to save us from the shackles of human errors and traditions that have plagued the Christian landscape since the 2nd century AD. Now, this is Let the Bible Speak, and Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored program of the Church of Christ, Kado. The Church of Christ, Kado, assembles and worships along Efab Estate Road, four houses away from the Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction and adjacent to Fana Hotel. Now, Church of Christ, Kato, meets 100 meters away from that Polaris Bank on Efab Estate Road at Life Camp Junction. So, now that the lockdown has been eased to permit face-to-face interactions, won't you come and visit with us to see how simple the New Testament form of worship is? Please continue to contact us with the following numbers: 090-771-62877. Again, 090-771-62877. We also have 080-604-11389. And lastly, we have 080-338-24662. You may check our broadcast on Facebook at Church of Christ Kado Annual Bible Lectureship page and request for copies of our broadcast using the numbers already given. You can call us, send SMS, or contact us by WhatsApp. I'm Abiodun Adegoroye, and with me in the studio this day are two of our evangelists, David Apata, an evangelist with the Church of Christ Kado, our sponsoring congregation.
Good morning, and happy to be with you once more on this program today. May your day be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. We also have Felix Ekpenyong, a servant of God, serving as preacher or evangelist in Masaka congregation, opposite Anguan Fulani Fuel Station along Jankawa Road in Masaka.
Beloved listening friend, good morning.
Beautiful. Now, listening friend, do you know that everything in the world began miraculously, but did not continue miraculously? Do you know that it is the providential law of God that makes things keep happening the way we see it today? Do you also know that there is a difference between the miraculous power of God and the providential power of God, though it is the same God working His good pleasure? Think about it. Please join us in a word of prayer as we ask God for His grace and wisdom to speak His word as He has revealed it to us in the pages of the Holy Scripture.
We come unto you, most high God, the King that ruleth over all mankind. We thank you for your faithfulness, your marvelous working, your excellence in all of your doing. Father Almighty, we commit today's broadcast unto your hand. We pray that as your word is spoken, that he might minister grace to the heart of the hearers, and that you guide our thoughts and ways, that we might find courage to do your will. Amen. We commit our nation unto your hand. We pray that you lead this country back to the glory that you have set for all that will faithfully follow your way. Father Almighty, deliver this world from the pandemic of this time and continue to protect your children. Amen. In all things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, may we once again remind you that at Let the Bible Speak, we continue to reiterate our belief concerning the Word of God, which is the seed of the kingdom of Christ, that the church can be reproduced the way it was when Jesus designed and founded it, with the same seed that was used to produce it close to 2,000 years ago. Now, in fact, we strongly believe the Bible teaches us to restore and maintain the undenominational Christianity as revealed in the pages of the New Testament of Christ. And we pray that you can join us in this noble quest. Above all, we believe strongly that all we need in this life to worship God acceptably and at the end have eternal bliss with God in heaven has been revealed to us in the pages of the Holy Scripture. So we do not need any new revelation. We do not need any new truth. We do not need an angel to come and tell us what to do And we do not need any miracle from God to truly believe that his word in the scripture is sufficient for us. So, beloved listening friend, for the past few weeks, we've been critically studying the issue of miracle, which is an offshoot of the study of miraculous or spiritual gifts. Now, we have been having responses from you and during our interactions on live broadcast, and we sincerely appreciate you for all your responses. Even many believe that if Christ comes again, miracles must be performed by God to prove and authenticate his word. And let the Bible speak. We uphold from the Bible that miraculous gifts or spiritual gifts, as designated in the scriptures, were given to the apostles and those that lived during the first century for specific purpose. Miraculous powers were given directly to the apostles when the apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, in fulfillment of the promise of Jesus in Acts chapter 1 verse 5. So earlier in John 14:26, John 15:26, and John 16:13, Jesus Christ had promised to send the Holy Spirit to these apostles after he ascended to heaven. His purpose for sending the Holy Spirit on them is clearly stated in those verses. And he said that the Holy Spirit will guide them into all the truth. Now, the apostles were empowered miraculously by the Holy Spirit to speak by revelation from God, to remember also perfectly everything Christ taught them, and to perform miracles as signs and proof of the divine origin of their message. Now, let the Bible speak from Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 20, and Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 4.
And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents and their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 20.
Yeah.
Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience receive a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gift of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
We hope to throw a more critical light on Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 20, as it forms a major part of the argument for the continuation of miracles in people's minds. Now, it is, however, good to remember that the apostles were empowered to impart spiritual or miraculous gifts to other saints through the laying on of their hands for specific purposes. Now, we have read this severally from Acts chapter 8, verse 5 to 18, and Acts chapter 19, verse 6. Well, let the Bible speak.
When the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John,
mm-hmm.
who came down and prayed for them that they might receive
the Holy
Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered the money.
Wow.
Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 18.
Thank you.
And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying.
Amen.
Acts chapter 19, verse 6.
These words are very clear. The apostles were laying the foundation for the Christian faith, and they were thus empowered with this gift to ensure that all Christians had access to God's word for their edification and to establish them in the faith, so that they will have the ability to defeat Satan. Therefore, anywhere the apostles know that Christianity has sprung up, they will go there, lay hand on the new converts to grant them access to the inspired word of God. This was what happened in Samaria. And when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that there were new converts in Samaria, they left Jerusalem for the sole purpose of impacting these spiritual gifts by laying hands on these new converts. The same with Paul. When he discovered disciples in Ephesus, he inquired if anyone has imparted spiritual gifts to them. And upon discovering that they haven't even heard of this gift, he helped them to understand the truth of the gospel, baptized them, and laid hands on them for the reception of the spiritual gifts. And that is when those men were able to speak in tongues. Now, when Paul wrote to Christians in Rome, he expressed the same desire to come to them to impart these gifts also. Let the Bible speak from Romans chapter 1, verse 11.
For I long to see you, so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts that you may be established. Romans chapter 1, verse 11.
Thank you. Beloved listening friend, if any is not blinded by former misunderstandings of the issue of these gifts and their purposes, he will see that this was what the apostles were doing as they moved around. They empowered these new Christians with ability to access the inspired word of God directly, so that the early Christians would not be, as Paul explained to the Ephesians, infants being taught as by waves and being carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in regard to deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, they may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Ephesians 4:14-15.
Amen.
So miraculous gifts were to establish the church at that time.
That's true.
The same thing that John and other apostles said was the reason they were directed by God to give the generations coming after the written word of God, as you see it in John chapter 20, verse 30-31. So with the New Testament written, Satan will no longer be able to deceive believers except those who do not believe that truth that is written. So we uphold that the miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit, which were exercised in the early church and in the preaching of the gospel in the days of the apostles, were for revelation of the word of Christ and for signs to unbelievers as proof of the truth and divine authority of the message that is being preached. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. So once the revelation was completed, it was confirmed, and the purpose of the miracles were accomplished. And then the miracle ceased. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8-10. That's what it says. Leaving three powerful things to remain: faith, hope, and love. And love, greater than spiritual gifts, remains active in Christianity even till today.
That's true.
The miracles which Jesus did were recorded so that the hearers may believe that he is the Christ. Let the Bible speak once again from John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
Now, Jesus had many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you might have life in his name. John chapter 20, verse 30-31.
So, beloved, the record of the signs done by the apostles is our assurance that they spoke from God. God has confirmed them as his messengers and apostles. The message is authentic, and the apostles and the prophets of the first century demanded, therefore, that we should contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3, instead of still demanding for signs and wonders to be able to believe God's word already confirmed. So, beloved listening friend, come to think of it, why should we demand or expect a sign from God when his signs had already been given? God has already given us sufficient proof to establish faith in our hearts. The faith that comes from hearing the word of God, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So how did the religious leaders deceive us today that they are miraculous workers or miracle workers, or that the things that are happening to us is a miracle? Well, listening friend, you need to shine your eyes to the fact that apostles of Christ were special messengers. They were given special powers no one on earth has today. Those who are parading themselves as apostles of Christ without the credentials of genuine apostles, they are wicked and they are deceivers. Paul warned about this many years ago, and we are seeing it in our generation. Korokoro. Let the Bible speak from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12-15.
But I will go on doing what I'm doing in order to deny
an opportunity
to those people who want an opportunity to be recognized
as our equal
in the work they are boasting about. Such people are false apostles,
yes,
dishonest workers,
yes,
who are masquerading as apostles of the
Christ.
Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder, since Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. So it is not surprising if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their doom will match their deeds. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12-15.
Amen. Beloved, many of the things people claim are miracles are just providential work of God.
That's true.
But because many cannot differentiate between providence and miracle of God, they are easily deceived. As you keep pondering on this health statement, you will agree with us that a vast majority of today's healing gotten from acclaimed miracle workers are fake cures. An in-depth and systematic investigation of most of these big crusades that usually call for people to come for their miracles, come for your healing, come for deliverance, it has revealed an elaborate system of fraud. How is it fraud, you may ask? There are many ways of carrying out this fraud in the name of performing miracles using the power of God. One of these ways is that they usually send out syndicates, their members, to the community where the crusade will take place to gather information about the problems of the people. And those people will be persuaded to attend the crusade. But before the commencement of that crusade, the syndicate will give the master, the miracle worker, information that they have gathered. The acclaimed miracle worker will then be using the information given to him to prophesy. And the people will be asked to come out and receive their healings or deliverance, as the case may be. One of the ways is that the receptionist in the crusade ground are trained to talk to people as they arrive, gather information as to any ailment they might be suffering. Then, of course, they will pick out likely candidates, radio the information to the miracle worker who has an earpiece receiver. He will then announce that he has been told by the spirit that there is someone present with acute backache or whatever the case may be. That person jumps up shouting, "Hey, me, rushes up to the stage where he is healed, so-called healing. Those receptionists or ushers will on occasion encounter a person with an obvious, very, very serious ailment, such as maybe a cancerous wound or a large goiter on the neck or some other similar problem, something that is very visible. They will not dare to allow that person to go up to the stage, but they are sent to a private room for prayer. Why? Because they know that the miraculous healer could not heal this person, and they don't want a fast to be seen on the stage. Listening friend, there has been documented cases of blatant fraud where people fake some disability and go to be healed before a large audience. And the pastor claiming to be a miracle worker will still use the name of Jesus and do some demonstration deceiving the generation that will seek after miracles instead of the true word of God for the salvation of their souls. In one of the so-called miracle crusades, a man who was acting as a dead person died in the coffin. Even after the whole abracadabra was exposed, today people are still trooping into that same church, following the same man as pastor, who should have been arrested and detained for many years. It is a miracle-seeking generation, brethren. According to online news and social media information, 144-year-old woman, Bose Olasunkanmi, was used by several fake pastors to perform fake miracle in Nigeria. The woman has been arrested after confessing being paid every successful performance. In her words from the online newspaper, "My only regret is that it was a fake miracle performance which deceived many genuine children of God and enriched the fake miracle performing pastors and prophets." These are all things on social media. Google it, you will see it. Apart from the fake miraculous healing during the crusades, beloved listening friend, do you know that many of our healings come as a result of the state of our minds?
That's true.
Doctors affirm that some of our sicknesses are psychosomatic, that is, they are caused by the mind, illness of the body caused by the mind. That this means that if your mind is convinced that something is wrong, then something certainly is wrong with your body. Thus, if you are convinced, or if you convince the mind that the ailment has been removed, then it is gone. The same thing has been demonstrated to occur with hypnosis. It is a matter of the mind over the body. Today's acclaimed miracle workers, knowing the psychology and power of the mind, they usually use this principle to psychologically heal their audience. And the naive audience thus attribute the power of the healing to this man of God as an instrument in the hand of God. Please, be wise, beloved listener. There was a story of a young lady who, as a result of accident, could not walk again. But after sitting on the wheelchair for so many months in despair, was psychologically provoked by an acclaimed miracle worker to rise up and walk. In her desire to walk again, her adrenaline flowed. Her strength increased so much that she could actually move her leg and walk. In her mind, if her mind was not convinced that she can walk again, as the religious leader was speaking, she would still be on that wheelchair.
Of course.
But once mind can exert healing over the body and the words can trigger health, Solomon said this centuries ago, let the Bible speak from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 and 16, verse 24.
"A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22.
King James said, "A merry heart doeth do good like medicine."
Gracious words are like honeycomb,
mm-hmm.
sweetness to the soul
and health to the body.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24.
Thank you, listening friend. If you study your Bible and notice very carefully, you realize that religious leaders today are motivational. They are also inspirational speakers.
Truly.
In the midst of these inspirational or motivational messages, they will prophesy and declare that God says you can do it. Thus, the hearts of the people are provoked and they are psychologically, motivated to achieve their physical benefit. This is why in a fit of emotion at the healing service, a person may have some affliction, some inability to walk properly, or something like that. But be convinced they have been healed. The body's adrenaline might provide enough strength to begin walking. And when a few days later, when the adrenaline subsides, the previous ailment returns. Beloved listening friend, according to history, a Pentecostal acclaimed miracle worker named Oral Roberts, he was a well-known TV evangelist and miracle healer. He taught and strongly believed in miraculous powers by the laying on of the hands, as the apostles did. On one of his TV programs, he said that 9-foot-tall Jesus has appeared to him while he was praying. And he said that Jesus told him he was going to take his life unless he raised $8 million to finish the hospital he was building. Can you imagine that? Christ will kill somebody unless he raises money for him. Anyway, sure enough, some persons in Florida sent him money. Here comes a question. If Oral Roberts could heal people by praying over them or laying his hand on them, why does he need a hospital? Do you remember that neither Jesus nor any of his apostles ever told those they healed to find a doctor or a hospital? Well, before we conclude this broadcast, what is the summary of these thoughts raised from the Bible? The Bible records the genuine miracles of God, and no one can deny them. But dear listeners, should we be concerned about fake miracles that the Bible doesn't even support, which are being made by man today? By fake, we mean inferior miracles that are not up to the standard of the one recorded in the Bible. The reasons are very, very obvious. Let us look at the reasons one by one. One, miraculous powers were given through the Holy Spirit baptism and by the apostles laying their hands on certain ones. We have read that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, Acts chapter 8, verse 14 to 18. Those are the sources of the miraculous powers. But there is now only one baptism. This is clearly captured in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. That is the water baptism, which men are to administer. That is why the instruction in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, to baptize people apply not only to the apostle, but to all who hear the word of God and believe it. Since there are no apostles alive today, who will lay hands on people to receive the miraculous gifts?
No.
Well, number two, those who claim to have miraculous gifts do not even claim all of the miraculous gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 10 lists 9 spiritual gifts. If one gift still exists, all of them are existing.
Sure.
If God inspires prophets are still on earth, we should be adding their words to the New Testament also.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says, God has told me something, add it to the Bible now, because that's what God, those people that God gave, we are seeing it in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. Add it to the Bible. But this is contrary to those scripture also, because Bible has already given us the
litmus test.
In Revelation chapter 22, he said, don't add. Revelation is complete according to the Bible. Let the Bible speak from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, and Galatians 1, 6 to 9.
All scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, mm-hmm. for reproof, mm-hmm. for correction, right. and for training in righteousness,
mm-hmm.
that the man of God might be complete, equipped for every good work.
Good.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
Might be perfect, completely equipped for every good work.
Yes. I marveled that you are turning so quickly from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Except there are certain people who trouble you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel to you
other than what
we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again, if anyone preaches a gospel to you other than what you received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9.
Beloved listener, are you listening? Something has already been given, and nobody should preach any other gospel or add to it in any particular. Today, modern miraculous prophets contradict the revelation which God has already given by adding to it.
Mm.
Now, number three, the purpose of miraculous gifts have been fulfilled. God's genuine messengers use miracles to prove their message came from heaven. Let the Bible speak from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
The sign of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, those miracles were actually the signs of an apostle.
That's true.
Now, but God's word now is clearly confirmed. It's clearly captured in 2 Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And we know what to believe by reading God's revelation.
Let the Bible speak from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4.
How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery.
When you read what?
When you read the scripture.
Good.
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 to 4.
Good. Beloved, the word of God is clear, very clear, that it is when you read the revelation of Christ, written by this holy man of God and given to us today, that you have insight, understanding, and you have faith in God Almighty. But I would rather want to base my faith on what I read from the Bible than what someone else tells me, or from some fake display by so-called men of God. So, beloved listening friend, are you ready to receive spiritual life so that you may be set free from sin? Why not believe the word of God this morning? Repent of sin. Surrender your life to Christ in baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are new to Let the Bible Speak, we urge you to listen to what the woman caught in fake miracles said as she was arrested. My advice to people who go to church is that they should open their eyes well and know the type of church they are worshiping. Mm. If they are careful, they will discover on time whether they are in a genuine church or with fake pastors and prophets. Fake pastors and prophets. And balance this good advice of this woman. It sounds good. Mm-hmm. Balance it with what the Bible have already said close to 2,000 years ago. Let the Bible speak from 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
Dear friends, stop believing every spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, test the spirit to see whether they are from God.
Mm.
Because many false prophets have gone into the world.
Mm. Thank
John,
you.
1 John chapter 4, verse 1.
Okay.
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching.
Yes.
But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4.
The Bible has assured us that some people will still continue not to believe the truth because they want error.
Yes.
Dearly beloved, this is Let the Bible Speak. You can obtain a free copy of today's broadcast, another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, by contacting us with the following number, 090-771-62877. I'll take it again, 090-771-62877, then 080-604-11389, and 080-338-24662. Our time is up, but you can always contact us with those numbers. Our study of the Holy Spirit's gifts continues the same time next week, if the Lord tarries, and by His grace. May the Lord bless you and your family this week. Grant you insight into His word.
Amen.
From all of us, the crew of Let the Bible Speak in the studio, we say, do have a wonderful week.